Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been, 2 years since my last confession. Yes. Yes, Father. It's been a while. Well, I am a parishioner. I mean, my family is. I've been away and moved home recently, job hunting, just getting my life in order. Well, I met someone, but I feel such guilt. Why? Well, it's how and how it all turned out. It's just that all of my friends have moved away. I just wanted to meet someone, so I joined Tinder. It's a hookup app. Ah, you know what it is. Yeah, I'm sure you hear a lot about these sorts of things in confession. I'm sure. Back to the subject. I'll continue. So maybe out of boredom, or just wanting to... Yes, personally and physically be with someone. I set up an account, not really thinking things would turn so fast. Well, I got a notification and started chatting with this guy. I mean, he was... Well, he was a lot like me, Father. Professional, in a new city, looking to meet someone. Not just sex. I mean, that's kind of the point of the app, but we chatted for the entire afternoon. Right, exactly. I mean, we both had a lot in common and we laughed and... Yes, I hadn't really opened up to anyone like this for a long time. See, yes, that is the point, Father. It just felt so good. I mean, we weren't sexting or anything. We were, well, yes, Father, we were connecting, you know? I'm sure this all sounds familiar. I mean, it's a human thing, right? Thank you for understanding, Father. It's what happened. Well, we agreed to meet and it was just one of those beautiful days. Perfect, sunny, breezy. He was dressed so casually, but kind of classy. Like a white shirt, beige chinos. And he complimented me on my sundress. Well, yes, I mean, physically, visually. I think we were both attracted to each other. He was such a gorgeous man. So, we didn't meet to hook up. We went to a museum. Just walked the halls, talking, strolling, discussing art. It was all so easy. Yes, Father. Like we knew each other. Fast friends. We finally sat down in front of a large impressionist painting and just talked and talked and talked. We made up stories about the origins and meanings of the painting. It was like our every word kept leading us down a road. When we left, I took his arm and I felt his hand on mine. We were so relaxed in each other's company. That's just it, Father. The afternoon passed so quickly. We decided to sit out on a hotel terrace for a glass of wine. Nothing else. Yes, we didn't want the day to end, to leave each other. It just didn't feel right. You know where this is going, don't you, Father? Shall I? Okay. Of course. Confession time. Well, it began growing dark and I wanted him. I mean, I wanted to know him. Intimately. Oh, fuck. I'm sorry, Father. I mean, I wanted to know all of him, physically. Thank you for understanding, it's just... Yes, I'll go on. So, I proposed we get a room. That's the thing I want to make clear. It was my suggestion. He was the perfect gentleman. I just... Well, yes, he was reluctant, but I persuaded him that nothing had to happen. But... As soon as we entered and the door closed behind me, I let my sundress fall to the floor, and I wasn't wearing a bra. So, as soon as he turned around, there I was, in just my silk panties and my sandals. Even just talking about it, Father, I was so turned on. The wetness between my legs stained my light blue panties and he, the look on his face, so longing, so caring, so loving. Father, are you okay? I should stop. Ah, yes, it's tight in this little boot for you. Okay, I'll continue. He approached me, and immediately our mouths and tongues met in kisses and moans. Oh, his mouth. He kissed me all over my body, caressing me with his hand. Oh, his perfect hands. I couldn't stop staring at them all day, and just kept thinking about his touch. Kissing me until he stood behind me and covered my neck in kisses and flicks of his tongue. I brought my arms up and held onto the back of his neck, and then, Father. Okay. Oh, his gentle touches, these lovely caresses, reached my nipples and circling them at first, teasing me with kisses and touches, and then sending waves of pleasure to my pussy as he pinched and teased them. Oh, fuck. I'm sorry. I understand, it's my confession, I just... Are you sure you're okay? Yeah? Okay. I promise I won't hold back, I just tell you what happened. Well, my pussy was contracting with every pinch and tease. All I could do was let out moans and give myself over to him until he reached one hand down under my panties and felt how absolutely drenched I was. Oh, God. Oh, sorry, but fuck, Father, his fingers slid in so easily. And he brought my wetness up to my clit, gliding a wet finger over it, teasing my hard clit. Then plunged his finger deeper into me. Yes. Oh, fuck. He was so patient. He continued this for what seemed like hours. I don't know, I just drank in his kisses and arched my ass, encouraging him to spend more time with my clit. He was just so gentle, yet firm, totally in control, completely possessing me, holding me to his body, teasing my nipples, my clit, his kisses. Then deep inside me, I held tight to his neck and became his tight bundle of pleasure. I was his and... Fuck, Father. As I watched the city lights glow and paint their light across our bodies, blurring with my pleasure, my moons, I came so fucking hard, my legs... Body shaking in orgasm, I just... Fuck, I came so hard. I'm sorry, Father. Maybe I shouldn't have. Okay, well, that's when he turned me around and told me. He told me that he had given himself to someone else. He was committed. He was too lonely, and he needed what I needed, and he said, yes, how did you? Yes, he said, just giving this pleasure was enough to make him happy, that he could live among others feeling lonely, but just to give pleasure to someone he cares about, that's enough. He said it was beautiful. He told me I was beautiful in every way. That's just it, Father. I can't help to feel like I ruined a part of him. That I was too selfish to take pleasure from him. And then it was all too fast. Too fast to know how I could be my best self for him. It just doesn't feel fair, and I just don't know what to think. I mean, my selfishness. It just ruined everything. You think I was my best self? But how, Father? I gave myself over to him. We both gave something of ourselves to each other. Well, Father, I can see how that can be a beautiful thing, but what about sin, Father? What about sin? Surely this was a self-serving, sinful act on my part. Father? Father, are you all right? Father? Father, are you okay? Father, are you... Father, it's you! Oh my... Oh, come here. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, I know I missed you. I missed you too. I understand. I understand. I missed you. I needed you so bad. You're fresh from the seminary. First parish assignment. I won't say I'm sorry, and you won't either. I'm happy. I'm glad it happened. Yes. I still want you more than ever, and I'm never going to let you leave. Leave? You mean leave the priesthood? Yes, I want to be with you. I've been wanting you every day since. Every day since we've been apart. Yes, I want you now. Fuck me. Please, fuck me. Fuck me, Father, for I have sinned. Me what you wouldn't allow yourself to have. Yes. Fuck me right here. Your final act of priestly penance. Fuck me, please. Yes, from behind. Sit in the confessional and take me, Father. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Yes. I want all of you. Oh, fuck. Please, please, give me every inch of fuck me, the perfect cock. Oh, fuck, he is faster. There was a line behind me. Fuck me, fuck me, come inside me. They're waiting for you. Yes, oh, fuck, yes, come for me. Yes, come for me, yes, please, come for me, yes, please, come for me, I might just come for you, yes, please, I can feel you, so hard, so deep, fuck yes, oh, fuck yes, my pussy is taking all of you, oh, fuck, I can feel you coming, all of you, yes, feel me, yes, feel me, Father, please, oh, I knew you would fuck me so well. Oh God, yes. I feel so complete now. With you. Spend a day with you. But what about the other parishioners waiting for you to hear their confessions? You're no longer a priest in your heart. You're mine instead. Yes. We'll sneak out the back to our favorite hotel. And this time, we leave together.